We're having a lot of fun today, aren't we? Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon today is the epistle reading from Ephesians chapter 5. This is a pretty famous passage. I think it's one that's pretty well known, probably mostly because it's used in a lot of wedding services. So even people that don't tend to find themselves in church very often on Sunday mornings will still probably hear this passage every once in a while at weddings. And it's a passage where obviously Paul is talking about the relationship between husbands and wives. And you saw on the cover of the bulletin today, there's a bride and groom on the cover of that bulletin. So it might seem kind of strange that we're talking about this on a regular Sunday morning, right? Especially because not everybody here, gathered here today, is married, right? So it might seem like this passage might not apply, but it's actually a great passage for us to focus on for a couple reasons. One, Christian marriage affects all of us, whether we're married or not. And number two, even more importantly, Paul is saying that this relationship between a husband and a wife actually points to a much greater relationship, which is the relationship between Christ and the church. So we all fit into that category at least. So this is our text. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of God and before His church to talk about this thing that Paul even says himself in this passage. It's a profound mystery. And of course, he's talking about Christian marriage. And like I said before, this applies to us all. Doesn't matter if you're married or not. Even Paul himself, who wrote these words, he was not a married man. We actually hear in a different letter in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul tells us that he was single. So for all of us who are gathered here today, for those of you who may be single, for those of you who may be widows or widowers, for those of you who are divorced and have not remarried, this passage still applies. This is not like a section of the Bible that you just get to cut out of Scripture. You don't get to just take out your scissors and chop out Ephesians chapter 5 and pretend that it doesn't exist. This is really important. And the reason why a single guy like Paul is taking the time to talk to us about this here is because, as we're going to find out as we go through this, all Christians, every single one of us, all Christians are married. And I know that doesn't really sound right at first, but just bear with me. All Christians are married in the sense that in the moment when we first came to faith, in that moment we all became part of this thing that's called the church. And what Paul is trying to get us to realize is that marriage, as God designed it, one man, one woman for life, that relationship on a small scale is a picture of this greater relationship between Christ and the church. So He's the groom, and all of us together are the bride. And if we understand what Paul is explaining to us here in Ephesians 5 about marriage, if we understand what marriage is, then that will help us in an even greater way to understand who Jesus is. I've been thinking about this topic a lot lately because this summer I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of different couples in premarital counseling. We actually didn't have any weddings here in Hoyleton last year at all. So this summer is the first opportunity I've had to work with couples and do this premarital counseling. And I think we have like six different couples that I was working with at one time, all at the same time. So this is a lot, and it's good. It's a great thing. And I have this unique opportunity as a pastor to be another one of these people that helps to assist a couple in making sure that the wedding day goes exactly according to their plan. Right? And so on the one hand, I'm kind of like all those other wedding vendors. Like on the one hand, I'm kind of like the photographer and the florist and the caterer, you know, just these people that you kind of hire to make sure that the wedding goes well. But on the other hand, I'm probably the only one in that list who's more focused on preparing the couple for what happens after that wedding day is all over with. In fact, one of the things that I always tell couples that I work with is that I am way more interested in their marriage than I am in the wedding day itself. And so we always spend time in my office taking a look at what does it take to have a godly marriage. We talk about these things, and as you look here at Ephesians chapter 5, I mean, that's essentially what Paul is trying to do here. He's trying to explain to us what constitutes a godly marriage, but there's some words here that challenge us. There's words here that challenge us because what Paul is doing is he's showing us what the perfect, ideal, sinless marriage should look like, but we all know from our experience living in this world that not everything always goes according to our plans, even our marriages. And sometimes that can start even on the wedding day. I know I've only had two opportunities to do weddings here in Hoyleton so far, but before this, when I was in Texas, I actually did a ton of weddings. There were some summers when it felt like every other weekend I had another wedding to do. And I would have to say that in almost every single case,